to the Lord in this house today. Amen. Do you appreciate the touch of the Holy Ghost that's in this house that has met with us and is still here tonight? Amen. Let's express that gratitude to the Lord together right now. Oh, let's love Him. Let's worship Him together. Glory to God. Praise the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for meeting with us here. Oh, we feel your touch tonight, God. Glory to the name of our God. Amen, amen. Turn in your Bibles, please, to the prophet Hosea. Those of you that are not as familiar with your Bibles as you want to be, toward the end of the Old Testament, there are several shorter books of prophecy. And you will find Hosea in and around Daniel. Praise God. God's good to us. Amen. You know, not what I'm preaching about tonight, but I was reminded of something that, you know, you just get overwhelmed with some things, not in a bad way, but just the goodness of the Lord and how much God loves you. The Bible said that God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He commended his love. He commendeth his love. That word means he proves it. He manifests it. He removed all doubt. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God loves me. He manifested. He evidenced it. He proved it. And I want to give that back to the Lord. I want to commend my love to him. I don't want there to be any doubt in God's mind whether or not I love him and want to serve him. Amen. The 10th chapter of Hosea is where we'll be reading tonight. One verse of scripture, the 12th verse. Hosea writes, "Sow to yourselves in righteousness." Everybody say yourselves. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground. Amen. God's talking to me tonight. I am to sow, can I say it this way tonight, to myself in righteousness. It's hard to reap mercy when you don't sow righteousness. Break up my fallow or hard, untilled, unbroken ground. For it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. It is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. I want to talk to us tonight about seeking God. Amen. It is time to seek the Lord. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost here to help us right now. Would you avail yourselves of his help? Hallelujah. Would you open your heart to his word tonight? God, thank you for your evident grace in this house tonight. I worship your mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Sending your word to our hearts tonight. We receive it, Lord, with meekness. We're hungry for your word and for your spirit. Set your hand upon us tonight, God. Pour your spirit out upon us all over again, oh God. Oh God, let the rain. Oh, let the rain of the Holy Ghost fall in this house. Come, oh God, and rain righteousness. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Please be seated. Lord bless you. I'm hungry for a visitation of the Holy Ghost tonight. I feel it here. The glory of God is in this house. There are things that we do that attract God's presence. There are things that you can do that will push God away, drive Him away. There are things that you can do that will draw Him close to you. The Bible says to draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh unto you. When you put forth the necessary effort, you can understand and know certainly that God will also put forth the effort to do His part. Amen. I guess that is my burden in a nutshell tonight, is doing my part to bring His presence. Amen. God will not force His will upon you. God will not impose His will upon you. God has a will for every one of our lives. There's things that God is looking for from every one of us in this sanctuary tonight. I want to give God what He's looking for. Jesus said, "The hour cometh and now is when true worshipers shall worship the Father, must worship the Father in spirit and in truth." God is a spirit. And they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. That's not capital S, Holy Ghost, Spirit of God, Spirit. That's lowercase s, human emotion and energy, Spirit. Amen. There is a personal contribution that you make in order to please God. Amen. God's not looking for people just to go to a service, but He's looking for spirit and truth. Thank God for the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. God will do His part. Amen. But I want to do my part so God will do His. I think we understand how it works good enough. And if you don't, please listen closely. There are some things that only God can do. And I need God to do those things in my life. Amen. Only God can heal. Only God can save. Only God can redeem. Only God can forgive. Only God has enough grace. I need God working in my life. Amen. And so if I want Him to work, then I've got to manifest that want, that desire by my actions. Oh, I feel the help of the Holy Ghost here. Oh, praise God. Help us tonight, Jesus. Amen. We are living in an era of human history that is characterized by self-pleasing. The convenience of self-pleasing and pleasure. You know tonight that it is part of the characteristics of what Paul defines as perilous times. That word perilous means grievous and hard to bear. He said there's hard times coming. There are times coming that are not easy. He begins to describe. Only verse 4 is what I'll read tonight. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Now you can look at that a couple of ways. They love pleasure and they don't love God. They are lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. But in reality, it's not that they don't love God, but they love pleasures more than they love God. Amen. That is one of the strongholds in this generation. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers. I love pleasures more. Oh, I love God. But I love pleasures more. I love good feelings more. I love to please myself more than I love to please God. Amen. We need to wake up tonight. Amen. That spirit wants to get into the church. Amen. 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 I'm not necessarily convinced that the devil minds that you love God. He just wants you to love something else more. Amen. Amen. We read in Romans 13. And that knowing the time that now, may say now. Now it is high time to awake out of sleep. It's time to wake up. For now, may say now. Now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. We're closer now to the coming of the Lord than ever before. Amen. Amen. We're closer than some of you believe we are. Now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. For the night is far spent. There's not much time left. The day is at hand. What are we going to do? Let us therefore, because of this, cast off the works of darkness. And let us put on the armor of light. Amen. It is my intention, amen, to emphasize in the first part of this message tonight the vital and critical importance of your personal contribution in your relationship with God. There's things that is required of you. Put on the armor of light. Put off the works of darkness. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. What Paul is saying is look around you, Roman church. Look around in your society. Look around in your generation. Look around, amen, in your neighborhood. This is what you see when you look in the world. You see rioting and drunkenness and chambering and wantonness. Right. Yes, sir. Strife and envy. Oh, yeah. But don't display or manifest the spirit of your age. But put ye on. Notice the emphatic effort. It meant because of the time. It's time to wake up. Amen. Cast off the works of darkness. Put on the armor of light. Walk honestly. Put ye on. These are things that we do. Why? Because of what time it is. Because we're so close to the coming of the Lord. We don't take chances. We don't do enough just to get by. We don't just go to church, but we become the church. Putting off the works of darkness. Putting on the armor of light. Walking honestly. Not in strife. Not in envying. Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. Amen. Your flesh is strong enough by itself. It doesn't need your help. It doesn't need you making provision. That carnal human nature doesn't need any help. Amen. It's big and bad enough by itself. Amen. I'm thoroughly convinced that I'm more of a devil to myself than the devil is himself. Amen. If I can conquer Waldrop, the devil's no problem. Just let me say what I feel tonight. I was reminded of a season in my life in ministry that there was something asked of me by an elder. And it was very obvious what he wanted, and he asked me a question, and I knew the answer that he was wanting. And so I asked for time to pray about it, and I was talking with Sister Waldrop about it, and I said, if I know what answer he's wanting, and that if I don't give him the right answer or the answer he's wanting, that will be the hardest thing I've ever done. But I retract that statement, because I had to tell that elder no, because that was the will of God. And when I knew that it was right to say no, it wasn't hard at all. But it's never been easy to tell Waldrop no. It's never been easy for you to tell yourself no. It's not easy to deny yourself. We want to please ourselves, make ourselves happy, make ourselves content. The Holy Ghost is talking right now. Oh, hallelujah. But the Bible says to put off the works of darkness. Put on the armor of light. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, I heard an elder say one time, you can't put on Jesus until you take off the world. Amen. You don't put on Jesus over the world. Amen. He's not the cover up. It's what you put on in place of. Oh, come on, cast off the works of darkness. Lay aside the weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. If you will be honest tonight and you reflect on times when you weren't really up to spiritual par, that season of my life, I really wasn't on my game. I really wasn't fulfilling my spiritual potential. Amen. What you'll find when you look at that season of your life is you were saying yes to yourself more than saying yes to God. This is a stronghold in this generation. Everywhere. Brother Stewart could stand and testify. Folks that live in South Africa like to please themselves. Amen. It doesn't matter what nationality you are, what color your skin is, what your name is. You like to please yourself. The flesh likes to be pampered. It likes to have its way. Amen. Amen. My heart is stirred about our personal involvement in the kingdom, involving ourselves, our person. James chapter 4, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Amen. Let's make this personal. Amen. I need to submit to God. Submit myself to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. Your resistance to evil is more effective when you are submitted to God. There is authority in spiritual submission. Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? You're not submitted to God. I don't have to submit to you if you're not submitted to God. Amen. You have no authority. You're not in, amen, line of authority. You're not, oh my God, you're not living in submission, and therefore you have no authority over evil. Amen. You're just in it for the show. You're just in it to make an impression. And you have no spiritual authority without submission to authority. Draw nigh to God, James 4:8, and he will draw nigh to you. Notice the personal involvement. Submit yourself. Resist the devil. Draw nigh to God. Cleanse your hands. Purify your hearts. Be afflicted. Mourn. Weep. Do these things. Verse 10. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. The Bible lets us know emphatically that it's better to fall upon the rock and be broken. And not have the rock fall on you and you be ground to powder and crushed. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. It's better to humble yourself, yes, sir, in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Amen. Let's lift our hands right now and thank God for his word. God, send it right now.
My God. Isembondone andaye mo kori andalo boho shandai.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Amen. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord. Seeking God is not just calling on the name of the Lord. It's not coming to a church service and going through the motions, but there is an effort that you go through. There is, amen, a desire that you express. Amen. There's work that must be done, breaking up the fallow ground. It's called repentance. It's called submission. It's called sincere desire for the things of God, an urge and passion to be involved in effective evangelism, being used of God, being involved in the growing of the church and the building of the kingdom. Come on. Amen. This is said of our God, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. And Paul said to the church that you are our epistles, known and read of all men. We're his body. Amen. We are his ambassadors. We represent Jesus to our generation. Amen. Amen. These are some things I want to go through quickly. Things that I read in the epistles. Amen. About yourselves. These are written to church people. Romans 6:13, yield yourselves unto God. Romans 12:19, avenge not yourselves. 1 Corinthians 7:5, give yourselves to prayer and fasting. 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves. Prove your own selves. Ephesians 5:21, submitting yourselves. Verse 22, submit yourselves. Colossians 3:18, submit yourselves. Hebrews 13:17, submit yourselves. James 4:7, submit yourselves. James 4:10, humble yourselves. 1 Peter 2:13, submit yourselves. 1 Peter 5:5, submit yourselves. 1 Peter 5:6, humble yourselves. 1 John 5:21, keep yourselves from idols. It's what you do to yourself. Okay, God, here I am. Do with me what you want to do. Prepare yourself for God to work. It's time to seek the Lord. That's why we're sowing in righteousness. Breaking up the fat. Why? Because there's something that God and only God can do that I need so desperately. What a shame for God to want to do it, and I'm not ready for Him to do it. I know He can. I know He wants to. And I know I need it. Amen. But I'm not ready. I've not put forth the effort. I've not prepared myself. My ground is unplowed. My heart is hard. My conscience is seared. Do you feel the Holy Ghost talking right now? We ask for God to put His hand on us. Do you feel His hand right now? I read in the epistle of Jude, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Build up yourselves on your faith. Come on, it's screaming at me right now. Amen. Don't depend on someone else. Don't just have church when somebody else around you has church. Don't burn for God when someone else is on fire. Build up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the whole. You pray through. You talk in tongues. You get a hold of God. You get serious about living for God. Amen. I know that there's those among us that are strong in faith. Amen. They're burden bearers. They're torch bearers. Amen. They're examples. They're leaders. I appreciate that. Amen. But they're not doing everything for you. Amen. You've got to put forth an effort. You've got to step out in faith. You have got to worship. You have got to exhibit energy. You have got to make a contribution. Yourself. Amen. Don't just bring yourself. Make yourself. Amen. Submit yourself to God. Building up yourself. These are the beloved. Those that build up themselves on their most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Very next verse. Keep yourselves in the love of God. I have a role to play in my relationship. Keep yourself in the love of God. I know God loves everybody. I don't think that this is necessarily about God loving you. It's about you loving God. Keep yourselves loving God. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Thinking of the last several hours of the Lord's life. Not my will is much easier to say than it is to live. Saying I want the will of God in my life is easier to say than it is to pursue. Because to experience the fullness of God's will is the subtraction of your own will. Pastor Howard, I remind you, says that as long as you have a vote, you'll never really experience the perfect will of God. It's when you say, not my will, but thine be done. I submit to you that Gethsemane was harder than Pilate's hall, the Sanhedrin court, the whipping post, and Calvary itself. Because he had already submitted his will. He had humbled himself. And he was about to be lifted up. Therefore, Jesus said in Matthew 6, take no thought saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or wherewithal shall we be clothed? Jesus said in Matthew 6 and 32, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek. They're pursuing things. Pleasures. Enjoyment. I've not met very many people that don't like to eat. And And the folks that I have met that don't like to eat don't seem to be very happy people. That's part of our makeup. I mean, that's kind of how we live, is eating nourishment, taking it. Something's wrong with somebody typically if they're not hungry at some point. It's a sign of sickness when something happens to somebody's hunger, when it abates, when it goes away. This is not talking about just natural hunger and taking nourishment, but it's focusing your life on what we shall eat, what we shall drink, wherewithal shall we be clothed, where are we going to go eat, and what are we going to wear. Let's get dressed up and go eat. Now that's fun. I enjoy doing that. Most of you do too. Most of you like having special occasions from time to time. Do something a little extra for mama. Mic test 1, 2. If you don't like it, just understand mama does. Whether mama is your wife or your mother or your mother-in-law. Amen. But what Jesus is talking about is the world. That's their focus. That's what they live for. Because that's what the Gentiles seek. That's their pursuit in life, is stuff and pleasure and things. But God in flesh says, your heavenly Father knows that you have need of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Come on, the kingdom is more important than my next meal. The kingdom is more important than what's in my closet. Seek ye first. He's not saying don't eat. And he's certainly not saying don't wear clothes. What he's saying is make God number one. Live for God. Pursue. Don't pursue a wardrobe. Pursue God. Don't pursue a diet. Pursue God. Seek first the kingdom. Oh, you're going to eat and you'll dress modestly. Amen. But it's not about how you look to somebody else. It's not about how impressive you are. Amen. To others, it's how effective you are in the kingdom. My God, baptize us with a passion for effectiveness. Oh my God, I feel a Holy Ghost impartation. I mean, we're stepping in the will of God right now. God wants to baptize us with a passion for spiritual effectiveness and excellence. Would you lift up your hands and praise the Lord? Come on, God's announcing His intentions. Would you submit yourself? Would you humble yourself? Would you resist the devil? Would you not make provision for yourself? Make provision for God. Make provision for the Spirit. This is the strongest anointing I've felt in a long time. God is vested in Tulsa Lighthouse Church. Even Jesus has some skin in this game, and He's trying to step in right here and right now. Amen. And set your soul on fire for the kingdom. Amen. It is time to seek the Lord. Amen. Not because you're a young minister, not because you have leadership potential or responsibility, but because you're in the church. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found.
call upon him while he is near. Paul, amen. What are you going to say to these pagans? What are you going to say to these men that don't know any better? He said, you're too superstitious. And I see this monument to the unknown God. Let me tell you how to know God. Do you want to know God? Paul said that I might know him. That I might know God. Fellowship of his sufferings. Being made conformable unto his death. That's not fun. That's not easy. That's not pleasing to my flesh. We all want the power of the resurrection. But before power of resurrection, it's knowing him in the fellowship of his sufferings and being made conformable unto his death. I'm submitting myself and humbling myself under the mighty hand of God. And Paul declares in Acts 17 and 27 that they should seek the Lord. If haply they might feel after him. Personal involvement. Personal effort. We don't just come to church and wait. We pursue. Amen. One of the primary reasons, if not the number one reason, that Paul was as effective as he was, is he says, I press toward the mark. I'm putting forth an effort. He says, I'm fighting, not as one that beats the air. He said, I'm running that I might obtain. I mean business with my relationship with God. I mean business about the doctrine. I mean business about holiness. I mean business about the truth. I mean business about going to heaven. That they should seek the Lord. That they should seek the Lord. If happen they might feel after him and find him. Though he be not far from every one of us. One song says he's as close as the mention of his name. But you don't know how close he is until you mention his name. God help you tonight. God forbid if you let the rest of this service go by and don't as much as open your heart and say, Jesus, I love you. I'm reaching for you. God, I want more of you. I want to be better for your kingdom. Let's stand right now. Let's do this right now, everybody. Come on, open your heart. Open your heart. Come on. Humble yourself. Submit yourself. Sow to yourself. Break up your fallow ground. It is time to seek the Lord till he come. I'm seeking until. I'm not going to stop until I get what I need from the Lord. Come on, lift up your voice. Come on, don't be surprised it don't come easy. Come on, let the Holy Ghost come and confirm his word. God has manifested his desire. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn, humble, pray, seek, turn. Amen. Deuteronomy 4:29. But if thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou shalt seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Seeking God is not a casual pursuit. Amen. It's not easy come, easy go. It's not okay if it happens. It's okay if it doesn't. No. Even the Gentiles have a passion for worldly things. They have a passion for fleshly pleasures. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom. covenant, 2 Chronicles 15, I'm closing, to seek the Lord God of their fathers. Is there anybody in the house tonight that wants to pursue an old time experience with God? I've heard about those old time prayer meetings. I've heard about those old time revivals that entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers. I want it like it used to be. With all their heart and with all their soul. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with their whole desire. It's time to seek the Lord. The psalmist writes, it's reverberating in my soul tonight. When I said, seek you, my face, my heart said unto thee, the face, Lord, will I seek. He's not far. He's not far. Let's get close to God. I know he's not far, but let's draw nigh. Come on, when the spirit of prayer comes on you, don't reject it. We're not in a hurry. I haven't been preaching very long. This service has moved rapidly tonight to get us to this point. Amen. We have that blessed hope. We're on our way to heaven. And I don't want to get distracted. I want to be saved. I want to take somebody with me. Seek ye the Lord. Call upon his name. Break up the fallow ground. It's time. It's time. It's time to seek the Lord.